looking forward up to the coming year, many things planned and some things not planned but coming anyway. Of course, the first thing being the Queen's Park trial.
Right.
I was wondering if you can comment on how preparations are going for that.
Well, the first thing to stress is that there have been huge numbers of people who have already gone up against the court system, and by and large, we've done quite well in terms of the kind of severity of sentence and everything that they were originally looking to achieve, the level of conviction, etc. They have not been successful. People have they've had to withdraw large numbers of charges. People in some cases have been acquitted. Sentences that they've obtained have not been anything like as severe as they were, I think, hoping for. And we still have two women charged who may be facing jury trials, the Crown proceeding by indictment. In the case of Gaetan, Eru, Stephen Palipa and myself, we face a jury trial that is politically very, very significant for a particular reason, and that is that most of the charges that people have faced up until now have been essentially fairly run-of-the-mill law enforcement type charges, assault, obstruct, those kinds of basic charges that get laid all the time against people. But we're now facing a trial that's based on three charges: participating in a riot, counselling to participate in a riot, and counselling to assault police. Now, when they start to employ those kinds of charges against people that they deem to be organisers and leaders, they're really taking things in terms of the criminalisation of resistance to a new level, and one that hasn't been seen for quite some time. What they're actually saying is that they're employing, I think, sections of the criminal code that were designed to deal with fundamental threats to the state. The riot provisions, etc., were very antiquated, very draconian charges that come from Britain, I believe. And when they start using that kind of stuff against us, I think that's pretty politically significant. It's not just the jail terms, because the sentences that they're imposing have maximums of between 2 and 5 years, so they're pretty serious charges. But what they're essentially doing is trying to say that there was a planned riot that day. The Crown has used that term, planned riot. I've heard him say it in court. There was a planned riot that day, and that they have selected the three of us as being, with some dubious accuracy, selected us as being the leadership of that planned riot. Stephen and Gaetan are charged with participating in a riot, and there is nothing... There is. Yep. There's nothing that they are alleged to have actually done themselves that day that is particularly significant or particularly noteworthy. It's just that they are deemed to be leaders of the organisation, and as such they have been selectively prosecuted, picked out of 1,500 people and charged. I'm charged with a speech that I gave, in which I basically said that the delegation that wanted to speak to the legislature has been turned away. We want people to come back and assist the delegation in pressing its demand to speak, and warning that the police might use things like pepper spray, and suggesting people should put on their goggles and other such things that they had to protect themselves. On the basis of that, it is alleged by the Crown that I actually counselled a riot. That sort of charge has enormous implications in terms of the whole movement. I mean, basically it means that at any time, any demonstration they don't like, where something happens they didn't approve of, they can single out people that they deem to be organisers and just charge them and from their perspective, hopefully jail them. So it's a very, very serious matter, and we're looking to meet this trial as an important political struggle. And I think potentially when we get into the actual mechanics of what happened that day, when we look at the intransigence and the arrogance of the government, its refusal to negotiate, when we look at how provocative and bungling the police were in how they conducted themselves that day, I think it may start out as a situation where they put us on trial, but in a certain sense I think they're also going to be on trial, and we'll see at the end of the day what happens. Most important of all, we can't guarantee in such an unfavourable environment as a courtroom what's going to happen, but the most important question is that that we not be intimidated, that they need to understand that taking it to this level is not going to get them anywhere. Even if they get a guilty conviction, even if they send people to jail, it's not going to intimidate or stop us. In fact, it's going to make us stronger, and they need to understand that.
There's an event coming up this Saturday to build awareness and I think do some fundraising for the defense. Some speakers will be there.
Well, yes, there is actually. It's on Sunday on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at OISE. There's going to be a meeting to prepare for the trial, promote an understanding of the situation, and to appeal to the whole community to rally around it. I'll be speaking for the three defendants, and Jaggi Singh and Judy Revick will also be speaking, as well as another OCAP speaker, Shyester, who was one of the people charged.
Looking beyond the trial into the spring, one of the promises that was coming out of last year's squatting campaign was that there would be a national squatting campaign coming this spring. How are preparations going for that?
We've had initial discussions with people, and our intention is early in the year, once OCAP itself has had some of its own discussions about how we want to frame this, how we want to move forward on this, early in the year we'll be approaching people, we'll be talking to people, putting out a call across the country, and seeing what sort of response we get. We would like to see next year a wave of housing takeovers and other housing actions taking place across the country that was significant enough that they couldn't ignore it, that it was something that had to be dealt with in the parliament, had to be dealt with in the legislatures, and had to be and force them to recognise that if they are not going to provide housing, then they're going to have to apportion vast resources to guarding the empty housing, because one way or another people are going to struggle for it.
What other events does OCAP have planned for spring, later in the year, going into the fall? Is there anything that's been planned that far ahead at this point?
Well, primarily we're focused on the notion of the housing action. We're discussing how we can move into new communities and start to put down roots and build up a base of support in those communities. And we're going to apportion some resources and time to the trial that's coming up. I think it's probably going to be a year in which we know that there's going to be action on the housing front. We know the casework is going to continue to expand, but I also think we're going to have to pay some attention to what they throw at us. This kind of work can only be, to some degree, one in which you decide on actions and set the agenda. All the time governments are making regressive decisions and launching attacks, and you have to be ready to respond to those things too.
Something you probably get a lot, something a little more general. How can individuals, what can an individual do in their daily lives to try to help the poor and help the homeless and support organizations that advocate for those communities?
Well, people can take all kinds of different initiatives, collectively, individually. They can help to provide resources. They can be involved in various struggles. I certainly don't sneer at people who simply want to help to provide for people's food needs or whatever else. But I do think, in my own biased opinion, that actually taking political action is the only real way that we're going to have the possibility of transforming the situation. And again, in my biased opinion, getting involved with OCAP is a fairly important way of pursuing that. So people should people that are interested in finding out more about us can certainly go to our website, www.ocap.ca. They can also call us up, and if they're interested in participating in our work, come in for an intake interview, become members of the organisation, and just give us a call at 925-6939.
I guess one more thing I'm wondering. It has been a relatively relatively warm winter. I can remember only a few really brutally cold days. What's the situation been on the streets that you've been able to hear about? Have there been any any deaths so far or near deaths that you've been aware of, that kind of thing? Because I know every winter there seems to be a few people who get stuck out there and freeze to death or something.
Yeah, I mean, that does happen, and some of them you hear about, some of them you don't. I mean, the day of the Tory convention action, we found a man on the streets of Dundas and Sherburn who was taken away in an ambulance, and I doubt very much that the man lived. It was a brutally cold day, but nothing ever appeared about this particular man's death or anything. So I suspect the number of people actually freezing on the streets is much greater than anything that appears in media reports. But it isn't just a question of people freezing to death on the streets. In a whole range of ways, homelessness is an assault on people's health, and people die because they're homeless, and they die every day in this city because of homelessness, winter and summer, and you know, that hasn't changed just this last couple of weeks. We lost Brian Boyd, a homeless man who many of us really loved and respected, and he died in a hotel room of a medical condition, but nobody for a moment could try to suggest that the attack on Brian's health wasn't primarily a result of his homelessness and of the situation that he was in. So those things are just happening all the time. People are dying because they're homeless.
Last thoughts about the past year or the coming year?
I think it's been an interesting year. You know, I don't want to get into this sort of OCAP boosterism, but I do think we're a pretty significant organisation, and I do think we've done some very effective things, and I do think we've faced challenges that many organisations would not have withstood. And I think we're going to go forward next year with a lot of confidence. We face some real challenges, but I think, unfortunately, we're in a political and social situation where an organisation like ours seems destined to play a leading role and seems destined to grow in terms of its influence. I say unfortunately because I wish we lived in a society where the kind of struggles we're engaged in were things of the past and no longer necessary. But given that they are, I think there's going to be a big role for us in the coming year, and we look forward to it with a lot of strength and a lot of confidence.